All year long, we've been following four ambitious listeners. Back in January, they had creative New Year's resolutions, and we had this radio show to keep them publicly accountable, including Michael Relland in Phoenix. He plays the cello, but he'd never done it publicly. So his goal for 2013?
A big recital, me and the cello on the stage in front of friends and family in the community.
Well, Michael practiced all year, and on the 1st of December, he found a pianist and went public.
Most New Year's resolutions fail. And I think New Year's resolutions often are negative. I've got to do something better, something part of me that's lacking. This is very positive. I think they'll even be cake afterwards. So if we get through it, all is well.
Congratulations, Michael. Mission accomplished.
Yes, thank you.
You gave us a preview back in March, and from what I hear of the recital that you just did a few weeks ago, you improved tremendously in these 9 months.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it does seem to be more about the diligence of it, you know, really kind of changing my day and making practice truly a part of that. So really, when it was all said and done, I think the recital itself, it really just passed through my brain, and now it's just a matter of how can I continue to get better.
Having done this for a year and having that be the, not the end point, but the way station in the journey, that it's going to change the way you live, play the cello, how is it going to change your life?
It really humbles me to hear these masterpieces and me trying to attack them. I think in future I'm going to play easier things and take lessons and accept guidance and do more things that are reaching out in slow, sustained ways rather than what I've done before, which is just, okay, I'm going to play next week and I'll just put this thing together real quick. So the quality of my playing, I'm very sensitive about it. I mean, humbling is the positive word for it. Really, I listen to the recording of myself, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't sound good at all.
It's ironic that you, a music educator, are saying, you know what I learned? I've got to listen to guidance and take lessons.
Yes, this is true. But, you know, I think the way I phrase it is I want to do the recital that I never did when I was younger. And when I was younger, everyone around me was very intensely studious on their instrument. And I was just interested in so many different things. And lo and behold, here I am, age 43, and I need to actually apply myself to be at a level that I think I want to be at and try not to be in a negative space about it. And that's hard.
Right. And was it, I mean, certainly standing up there and beginning to play must have been scary. Was it scary all the way through?
Well, that was the positive part. I mean, listening to myself, as I said, was challenging. But the playing of it was the exciting part because my hands were doing things they didn't know how to do 8 months ago.
Wow.
And the experience of it was really like what you hear from professionals, that the playing of it just happens on its own because you've trained your muscles to do that. And you can kind of sit back and enjoy that a bit.
That's fantastic. I want to wish you congratulations again, Michael, and thanks for doing this with us.
Thanks, Kurt.
You can hear Michael's recital performance of Beethoven's Sonata No. 4 on our website. So, we were 4 for 4. Everyone who signed on with us finished their projects in 2013. Therefore, let's do it again. We want to hear about your creative New Year's resolution for next year. Let us know what you plan on doing or making at studio360.org or call and leave us a message at 646-580-0360. Again, that's 646-580-0360.